T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guests for this segment are Jo Watts. She is the director and CEO of BEST, Building Empowerment Skills Today. And a little later, we'll be speaking with one of your success stories, a young man named Darian Reet. Good morning, Jo.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with a little background. What is the mission of the BEST program?
We believe one of the critical ways to stop violence and crime in our community is by exposing the underserved youth to activities which boost their job experience and give them a sense of self-worth and keep them off the street. So our mission is to empower the best youth to become socially responsible and community-oriented adults.
Where did you come up with the name BEST?
We saw that we were going to be empowering our youth, and we was trying to come up with a catchy acronym. So we decided Building Empowerment, because they're building their skills, and it's today, it's now for the future.
I like it. BEST is what you're trying to be. That's what we're all striving for, right?
Yes, so, yes.
Yeah, that's a great acronym, Building Empowerment Skills Today. How long have you been around?
Our genesis was in 2007.
And what got you started, Jo?
We were part of a Williams Memorial Church. They were offered a grant from the Compassion Capital Fund to start a nonprofit in the Oak Park area. I was a member of the church. They asked me to direct this grant once they got it. And so from 2007 to 2009, we depended on this fund, and they taught us how to start up a nonprofit. In 2009, the BEST program applied and received our own 501(c).
Things were going along very well, and all of a sudden we have a pandemic. A lot of people are having to do, well, all of us, we're having to do the pandemic shuffle. So how has the pandemic changed the way you operate, Jo?
We had to scramble to get all our youth with masks. We reduced the amount of homes that we service. We reduced the amount of youth that we had. We increased their pay. They have more work to do because it was less youth on their team.
Sure.
And we had to sanitize everything and conduct our seminars outside. We are flexible, and we was able to implement the guidelines that CDC requires.
It hasn't been easy, but it's good to hear that you guys were able to do the pivot and you're still going strong.
Yes.
Why are you targeting the Oak Park area?
Well, the grant that we got to start our nonprofit, the Compassionate Capital Funds, targeted Oak Park. So we stayed in that area. We do not have a van, so the youth have to walk to the home that they have been assigned, then to the church for their lunch and the afternoon program, and finally they have to walk home. Therefore, we have to stay within one area. We have no plans to expand, so we're going to stay in the Oak Park neighborhood.
You're keeping it all in the neighborhood. That's
in the neighborhood, in the hood.
An organization like yours, Jo, doesn't survive without some sponsors and volunteers. So let's give them a little love right now.
First of all, I want to thank my awesome, awesome board members. And then the many friends and members of our church donate. And then our awesome friends from the Big Day of Giving campaign, which will be coming up May 6th. We have a whole list of friends that don't even know us, from out of town, from every place, that's donating us and supporting us. And then also the Return Peace Corps Workers of Sacramento has supported us in our lunches, and the Sacramento Urban League has supported us. Our biggest supporter, the sponsor, is Laney Albert Foundation, And then our good friend Eileen Robinson, that works at Aerojet, and she just got them to donate us 10 laptops. So now our youth can access the information that they need. Plus, we want to thank the Williams Memorial Church and the St. Paul Family Life Center, who has donated their facilities.
Did I hear you mention Cassandra and the amazing team over there at the Greater Sacramento Urban League?
Yes. Actually, they have just awarded us a mini grant for us to tutor youth here in the Oak Park area. So we have capacity to tutor 6 youth, and our slots are all filled now.
That's great. Yeah, I just had a chance to speak with Cassandra a couple of weeks ago, and boy, they do some amazing work over there. So
yes, they have a satellite here in Oak Park, and that's who we work with, their satellite office.
So great to hear that. Hey,
yeah,
it takes a village,
Nova.
Right?
Yes.
How have you been able to sustain the BEST program for all these years?
With these donors, and we do have a few fundraisers. The Big Day of Giving is our largest funding campaign that we have. It will be May 6th.
But we don't need to wait till May 6th to make a donation, right? We can do that right now, anytime we want, right?
Yes, you can contact us via email, the Oak Park Vest, oakparkvest@gmail.com, or use that Big Day of Giving website. It's called bigdayofgiving.com/best.
And I noticed you guys are also on Facebook, too.
Yes.
Best Youth for You, and that's BEST, B-E-S-T, Youth, Y-O-U-T-H, the number 4, and the letter U.
Correct.
So look for you guys on Facebook as well. Look for BEST, yes. Sacramento.
Yes.
What's been your strongest support system, Joe?
Well, the community and our youth have told other youth about our program, and friends that we talk to, the community within Oak Park community, anytime they have a community affair, we've been invited to come, and we have an informational booth. So it's just the whole community at large. Facebook, Oak Park, Next Door Neighbor, we've all have worked together.
That's great. I know it's tough during a pandemic, but are you looking for additional volunteers and maybe some more sponsors?
Yes, we use volunteers. We need additional board members who can serve as a secretary or treasurer or even a media tech. And our dream is to have an assistant director who can oversee the operation of one or two of our youth teams. And, of course, this would require additional funds to pay this assistant. So all funds would be accepted.
I know in the past, every summer, that BEST hires youth in Oak Park to do neighborhood cleanup projects. You guys provide this service at no cost to the homeowners. So here's hoping you can do that again this summer.
Every summer, we recruit 20 to 25 youth that live in the Oak Park area, and then we find residents that want their yards fixed free of charge. And so in the mornings, we have the youth going through doing these projects. We have a project manager that oversees them, and the youth are doing the projects for the residents, and it's free for the residents. Of course, in the afternoon, the youth are not finished. They have to come back to the church and have lunch, and then they have their afternoon sessions. We call those our empowerment sessions, and we call them our life skills sessions, which includes financial education, anger management, communication skills, work ethics. We even conduct a mock interview. And, of course, if the youth attend all these sessions, they get a $20 to $25 a day stipend. So there is a stipend that we pay these youth.
I live in Auburn. Can you come fix my yard? Or
again, we have to just stay in the Oak Park area because we don't have a van to transport the youth from place to place. They have to walk. They have to walk from their house to their assigned home, walk to the church for their lunch and their afternoon session, and then walk home. So they have to stay within their neighborhood.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's a full day for the kids, but boy, what a, yeah.
And we said we offer them a 7-hour oasis from the negative elements that they are faced with every day in their neighborhood. So we give them a reprieve from some of those things that they have to deal with every day.
And it doesn't matter how old you are either. You know, at the end of the day, you're just going to kind of pat yourself on the back and say, man, I did some good things today.
Yes, and they enjoy finding like friends, because we take the cream of the crop and they find, oh, this person doesn't like to get involved in gangs. This person doesn't like to do drugs. I have made me a new friend. Although we live in the same neighborhood, they may live 10, 20 blocks away from each other. But in this situation, they become friends because they see that they have like interests.
That's perfect. That's a great way to meet new people. No question about it.
Yes.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guests this morning are Jill Watts. She is the director and CEO of BEST, Building Empowerment Skills Today, and Darian Reet. I've got a few questions for you, Darian. But first, what are some of the benefits that your BEST youth have gained, Joe?
Well, as I stated, they have learned to respect their neighbors. They've taken pride in their neighborhood. They have gotten some job etiquette under their belt, so now they can use this their experience on their next job, their resumes. And they have earned a little money that now they can augment their home, many buy school supplies. One even took his mama out to eat, and then he bought his school supplies. Others said they had to help with some of the bills. So we are really helping the youth, the home, and the community.
What are some of the benefits to the residents that you serve?
Yes, they get free service, but they also have learned to respect our youth. Many have said, oh, these kids are so nice and mannerable. You see, I don't allow sagging or cursing on the job. So the residents have really enjoyed working with our youth.
That sounds fantastic. Times are tough during the pandemic, but what are some of the immediate needs for your nonprofit? How can our listeners help, Joe?
Well, we can use some more funds, and again, some volunteers. We're recruiting project managers. They don't have to live in Oak Park area. They just have to be an adult and kind of know how to work with children, and they can go out with me and assess what the residents want done. And we are looking to have expand maybe to a winter session, even like a mentor tutoring session, as the Urban League has given us funds to do. And, of course, our assistant director, all those things, if we can use more money, it takes about $240 per child. That's their stipend that they earn in the three-week sessions.
Money is always helpful.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, there are better days ahead. What are some of your future goals?
So, again, we haven't made any plans to expand. We just to expand to a different neighborhood. We just want to stay in the Oak Park neighborhood, and maybe have more than one session. Right now, we just have one summer session, which is 3 to 4 weeks, but we can expand and have two sessions and be able to accommodate more youth, because we always have a waiting list.
Yeah, no, and we're happy to help get the word out so you guys can do some expansion.
Yes.
Well, we've got a young man with us this morning, Darian Reet. Good morning, Darian.
Good morning.
How long have you been participating in the BEST program, Darian?
I've been working for the BEST program about, 3 years.
And what are some of the things that you enjoy about the BEST program?
Some of the things I really enjoy is meeting new people. So for the past 3 years, I've met at least 30 to 20 people that I'm really good friends with now. So they've helped me to get where I am today. So
yeah, like Joe was saying, it's a great thing to meet new people, right?
Yes, it really is.
What have you gained from the BEST program yourself?
There's a lot of stuff I've gained. So one of the things I've gained is how to handle my money and how to just uphold myself when I'm applying for different jobs and just uphold myself like when I'm in different places and stuff and just how to adjust to my environment, really.
Yeah, that's one thing I remember. I think I was in junior high school and they were teaching us how to use a checkbook. And, you know, that just doesn't happen these days. So I'm glad that you can learn that kind of thing in the BEST program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah, before I was just blowing through money and I just really didn't have a lot of it. So.
Yeah. Video games? What were you spending your money on?
Just stuff that didn't, like, last in, like, the long run, pretty much.
Right.
So.
So it's great to have people like Joe to teach you, hey, you know what? Save it for a rainy day.
Yeah.
What would you tell someone who might be interested in the BEST program, Darian?
I would just tell them just to, I would just at least try it for, like, at least, like, one summer session because, just one session could change how you look at certain things, and it would just change your whole life, how it did mine. So,
yeah. Do you have a favorite story you can tell about what you've experienced in the BEST program?
Yeah, actually. So my first year, I ended up having a team who I'm actually really good friends with now. And we painted like a sidewalk area.
Mm-hmm.
And that sidewalk area is still looking good to this day. And every time I pass by that sidewalk area, I just see my hard work and my team's hard work and how we changed that whole area and just looks so good now. So.
Isn't that great? Every time you go by there, you're going to get a smile on your face knowing that you made a difference.
I really did. I really do.
Darian, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yes.
Well, Joe, you guys did a great job with Darian, and boy, I'll tell you, that's fantastic.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And he's just an example. A lot of our youth have learned to, you know, through leadership skills and other things, they've learned to speak in front of people and try to express themselves. We go through that in the afternoon session.
Well, I'll tell you what, just learning how to manage money in this day and age, that's crucial right there.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Like as I mentioned to Darian, too, I mean, every time they drive by that project and see that the work that they did, it's going to put a smile on their face.
Correct. That's what we were saying. They gain a pride in their work and in their neighborhood.
Well, what are some of your long-term goals for BEST, Joe?
Well, we're looking to have a few more volunteers, and again, we wanted to extend and have some kind of winter session so we can keep up with the youth and make sure that they are staying on task and they can expand their leadership skills. We want to have them learn how to do some more planning for the summer sessions. We do have them do some fundraising, but we would like to have somebody that has expertise in the fundraising arena so they can help the kids do more fundraisers. And we can use a CPA to help us with our taxes as we gain more money. The accounting becomes a little more intricate, so we would love to have a volunteer CPA on board. And again, we just need a few more board members who can sit in the capacity that our board members are lacking, such as a treasurer or secretary.
Well, Joe, in case someone's just joining us this morning, give us a little background about the BEST program.
Okay, so we are a youth
program that we have our sessions in the summer for 3 weeks, and we recruit residents from the Oak Park area, specifically 95817, 95820, who want the facade of their yards improved. Then we recruit 20 to 25 youth in the same area, ages 12 to 18, who can help the residents complete their projects. We have a project managers, an adult, and we divide the 20 to 25 youth into teams, and an adult is in charge of each team. That project manager goes out with me, and we meet the residents. We assess what the residents want done, and then the project manager shows the youth what they have to do to complete the project for the residents. And we pay the youth a $20 to $25 stipend. Of course, they have to work in the morning, and then in the afternoon, we have what we call life skill sessions that they must attend. But we offer them a seven-hour oasis or a reprieve from some of the negative elements that they are faced with daily.
How can our listeners find out more about your organization, and what can we do to help?
Okay, you can, if you want to email oakparkbest@gmail.com. There is a big campaign coming up, the Big Day of Giving, which is May 6th. Be sure to be a part of that. Or you can now go to bigdayofgiving.com/BEST, and you can donate on that portal. We do have another website that's coming up. It's in construction right now, and it's not quite up and going yet, but it will be thebestyouthforyou.com.
Gotcha, and that's where we can find you on Facebook, too.
Best
Youth for You, and it's Best Youth, the number 4, and the letter U.
U, correct.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Joe Watch is the director and CEO of BEST, that's Building Empowerment Skills Today, and a young man who's been through the program, Darian Reet. You can do a search for Building Empowerment Skills Today and look him up on Facebook, BEST Youth for You. That's BEST Youth, the number 4, the letter U. Thank you so much for your time, Joe.
Thank you for finding us and giving us a voice.
And thanks for your time this morning, too, Darian.
Thanks for having me.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@entercom.com, sacpsa@entercom.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Happy Valentine's Day, and thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.